Let's contemplate this time another type of surrender, of which I have not spoken for a long time. We call it sleep threshold meditation. Basically, you put yourself in the mode of falling asleep while still remaining or retaining a level of alertness that allows you to be awake. It is still partially connected to not thinking meditation. Because you want to maintain your mind free of thoughts. An interesting question is, how do you fall asleep? Some people have problems with falling asleep. Others close their eyes and they immediately fall asleep. Being more conscious sometimes can have that side effect of having more difficulties to fall asleep. No surprise, because you are just more conscious. And to fall asleep, you have to become unconscious. But how do you actually fall asleep? Is there any particular strategy to fall asleep? To switch off the waking consciousness? The fact is that when you are falling asleep, you are moving to another dimension. The waking dimension is forgotten. What remains of it is just being processed internally in your subconscious mind, within your dreams. but you are not conscious of empirical reality, including your physical body. You lose consciousness of your body. Which means that your body itself is part of your experience of the waking reality. So if you are conscious of your body, it means you are not asleep. If you are conscious of the space outside of you, it means you are not asleep, you are still awake. So in order to fall asleep, you need to sever all these links with the waking reality, which includes your awareness of the empirical reality outside of you, the somatic consciousness of your body, basically the world as you know it disappears. Human beings sleep a lot, meaning that the vast portion of our lifetime we actually exist in sleep. And therefore, perhaps we need to respect the time of sleep more as being part of our existence. Part of the sleep threshold meditation its value is allowing us to get more in touch with the process of falling asleep and to integrate our waking consciousness with the sleep so that we can sleep more meditatively. But there's another benefit of sleep threshold meditation. Is to transform something in the person. Because that meditation is primarily targeting the person. Pure consciousness is not falling asleep. Absolute state is not falling asleep. Person is falling asleep. So the closer you are to the sleep threshold, your experience of yourself shrinks. And your recognition of all the other centers of the soul disappears. So all the centers of Pyomi, like lanterns in the night, they become dark, switched off. And it is something interesting in itself, that our holistic experience of the soul is something that we experience in the waking, in the context of the waking reality. It's not something absolute. And it is not diminishing its value, because waking reality is a very important dimension of our existence. We awaken spiritually in the waking reality. We evolve spiritually in the waking reality. We actualize our soul in the waking reality. So waking reality has a tremendous importance. I already wrote about this in some articles, that in Hindu spirituality there are four states. Waking state, dreamless sleep state, and dream state, and the fourth called Turiya, which transcends all the other three states. And it is a valid concept. However, what is lacking in this concept, in this model, is appreciation to the waking state. We are not evolving in the dreamless sleep state. We are not evolving in a dream state. We are evolving in waking state. Also, in the waking state, we are experiencing creation. In the dream state, we experience creation in our mind. The memory of it. But in a waking state, we experience objectivity, meaning reality, which is independent from us. It is not entirely independent, because it is interwoven with how we perceive it, how we interpret it, how we relate to it. But it is still independent from us. It's kind of like the question whether our experience of the world is just a result of a projection of our mind. So, for instance, you have a very positive mind, so the world around you is positive. Everything is so beautiful. But the reality is not necessarily reflecting that model, because there's a level of objectivity in the outer world that is beyond your control. So the world outside of you can be conceived of as another being that exists outside of you, even though you exist inside of it, and you are in relationship with it and that world, and that being is in relationship with you, but he maintains a level of independency. That is actually a subject of its own. It's like now. You all have been enslaved by that so-called pandemic. You cannot travel. It's difficult to travel. You are being controlled by the COVID police. Like in some kind of a fascistic state. Is it a result of your personal karma? Not really. It is a collective karma. Something beyond your control. You have a control how you respond to it. And even that control has its limits. But all the things happening outside of you, like that pandemic, is objective. I'm not saying it's real, but it is objective in a sense that humanity lives in that state of mind as a whole, and that is outside of you and is affecting your individual existence. It's not just a projection of your mind. So there's a big difference between experiencing the world in the waking state and in the sleep state. Furthermore, in the waking state, we are conscious of our body, we are conscious of all our energy centers. We are basically living more totally as human beings, and therefore we can evolve spiritually. You cannot really evolve spiritually in a dream state, because you need, among other things, you need this contrast, you need this objectivity as your framework, as something that is responding to you, not just in your head, but from the intelligence of creation. Now, coming back to the point, how do you fall asleep? And just to make my previous point, what I wanted to say is that in that concept of the four states that developed in Hinduism, the waking state has not been enough appreciated. It's not just a relative state, it is a very important state. Relative as it may be, this is a state in which we evolve and awaken as spiritual beings. Now they have the concept of Turiya, which is the state beyond those three states. There's so many misinterpretations of that state, such as many spiritual teachers consider state of awareness, because this is what usually they experience. People who experience pure consciousness are very rare. They think that is a Turiya. But what they fail to notice is that they experience awareness in the waking state. Because waking state that does not necessarily mean that one is simply living in that unconscious waking state. One can live in a awakened waking state. State of awareness, pure consciousness, absolute state. All these things you experience in the waking state. But they are not Turiya. They are they represent the expanded experience of the waking state, an awakened waking state. So in that sense, we could divide waking state into a dream waking state, dream waking, and awakened waking state. This is a very important subject, but okay, let's come back to the main focus. What is sleep threshold meditation? It's to come to the threshold of sleep. And the questions that I posed you before, how do you fall asleep? You should contemplate, because most people don't know. Some people have different tricks. They kind of trick themselves into falling asleep. For instance, by losing themselves in daydreaming or spacing out. The idea is to somehow distract your waking consciousness. So that at one point it's suspended, and then you are asleep. And there's a big difference between falling asleep unconsciously and consciously. I'm obviously addressing falling asleep consciously. And that conscious falling asleep happens in the essential channel. The foundation upon which you are falling asleep is the fundamental me, or if you have realized the inner knower, it should be the inner knower. So basically you are falling asleep in the inner knower. So now try to emulate. You sit in meditation and you try to emulate falling asleep. You are so relaxed. You are kind of melting in that space in which you can dissolve the waking state. Of course, you cannot control falling asleep, because if you control it too much, it means that you are awake, which will be in conflict with falling asleep. So you need to find a way where you balance retaining a level of consciousness while at the same time dissolving it into sleep. Initially it can create a confusion, because you will just keep being awake too much. It's kind of like when you try to breathe consciously, your breathing gets confused, because you are used to breathe unconsciously. But gradually you find the balance between breathing consciously and breathing spontaneously. So it's same with this falling asleep. You put yourself in that place where you're almost asleep. I forgot, did I mention the other benefit of the sleep threshold meditation? Which is to transform the person. For instance, if the person is too tense or too controlling, practicing threshold, sleep threshold meditation is of great benefit in cases like that, because the person has to let go. So you are supposed to be at the threshold of sleep, but maintaining gentle alertness. Alertness directed in towards two directions. One is not to fall asleep. It's not like you begin to snore in meditation. And second is not to drift into the mind. You are in that very unique reality. You are not asleep. You are not fully in the waking state. You are in between realms. It's a beautiful state in its own right. Now, a very interesting question. Who is falling asleep? Or which part of you is falling asleep? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? And the answer is surprisingly clear when you know it. If you don't have that information, it's obviously not clear. In fact, it's totally unclear. But when you know it, suddenly you realize, oh yeah, it's so clear. And that is the beauty of gaining conceptual reality, that things which before were completely in the dark now are in the light. It is the external person who is falling asleep. Because he is your connection to the waking reality. In fact, he is your center of the waking reality. Okay, I mentioned that when going in meditation, the human consciousness and the external person are deactivated. And it is true on one level, and it is not entirely true on another level. Their function is deactivated, meaning they are non-active, but they are still present. And they allow you to feel still being in the waking reality. When they are gone, when they are absorbed into the sleep state, they are not just non-active. They disappear. Of course, you experience a human aspect of yourself in the dream state, but it is not the same. Because the substitute of the external person that you experience in the dream state is not linked to empirical reality. Like that gateway to empirical reality, to objectivity, is completely closed. You just experience your version of the objective reality in your own mind. There are still things to contemplate here, but for now I would like you to, you can do it before you go to sleep. You can do it in your regular meditation as well. How to enter that sleep threshold. And who is falling asleep? Who is really falling asleep?